Howdy, everybody. It's time for a check-in with Ekalaka Public Schools. Not quite for a school board meeting check-in just yet, but we do have some important information to talk about and how you can help out the public schools through your taxes this year. So we've got James Capte, the superintendent of Ekalaka Public Schools, on the line here, and he's going to tell us more. So what are we looking for? What's available to the schools, and how can we help you out?
Well, Blake, I'm lucky enough to be sitting here with Brittany Brancy, our business manager. And, you know, tax season is some of, you know, we got to make tax season a good thing for everybody. And what better than to take taxes and let them directly help the school? And so kind of in a big picture, usually people pay taxes. It goes to the state. The state decides and there's percentages, and some of that money comes back to our local communities as far as in different ways. But it comes back to schools and those things. Right now, the state has released an innovative tax credit that allows schools, taxpayers out there, to go directly and make a payment, if they will, a donation. And if they make that donation to a school, it is dollar for dollar tax credit, but it goes directly to the school. 100% of it goes to the school.
Okay, so a way to make sure that your money's ear tagged and goes exactly where you're wanting it to.
For sure. And the nice part about it is it can be, a person. If somebody wants to, chip in and they do $10, that's fine as on my personal taxes. But businesses, it's open to everybody.
Right on. And so is this something that, like, I'm just saying that I'm putting forward the donation and kind of make a note of it somewhere when I go onto my taxact.com or wherever I do my taxes, putting it in there? What are kind of the finer details for folks?
That's a great question. So we've set up a Google form that's going to be accessible on our Facebook page and our website. And on there, it's going to ask you all the pertinent information that we need to complete the donation.
Oh, okay. So Google Forms. And so am I going to need like my own Google account to get onto that?
No, you don't. Nope. You'll just need your personal information, such as a business name or personal name, address, a few other things, and then the biggest ticket here for us is those donation forms need to be filled out by January 14th.
Okay, January 14th. So we need to get to action quick on these because we've got a little less than a week to get these in here, it sounds like.
Yes.
Can I head on over to the Ekalaka Public Schools Facebook page and find out more there?
Absolutely. We've got all of it on there, and we've got a people can comment if they actually have questions, or they can always call the school, and we'll walk them through that. And specifically for you, Blake, if you're thinking about making a donation, the top end is you can only go up to $200,000. So we just want you to know that the max donation in this process is only $200,000. So just keep that in mind as you're thinking about that.
Okay, so not dipping fully into the pockets. All right, I'll have a little bit left over. That's good to know. Thanks. And so, all right, so you can help Ekalaka Public Schools out through your taxes. Find that information up on their website or through their social media, or give them a call. Shoot, they'll help you out. I think they'll be pretty willing to help you out with this here. And anything else that you think folks should know coming up here?
And I guess the only thing I would say, just so people know, is they don't have to make the donation directly by the 14th. They have to commit to the donation and contact us and fill out the form in that. We can set up a timeline for them to actually, quote, bring us the check, if you will. But they don't have to walk in. Like, Blake, you don't have to walk in on Tuesday or Monday with a $200,000 check. We'll take that in a couple months from
now. Okay, good. They'll give me time to print out one of those big ones like I've seen you get before, because those are way cooler than just a measly regular size check that I'd be offering. So thanks for the time there.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't. And we will take normal size checks. They don't have to be.
Okay, good to know. Sweet. Well, all right. So now we're all in the know. Make sure that you get on there and get those proper forms filled out before the 14th of this month. So get on that. Head to the Ekalaka Public Schools social media or their website, or give them a call and find out more and help them out. I think that sounds like an all right deal. And Mr. Capte and Brittany, thanks a bunch for joining us and telling us about that opportunity there.
Thanks for having us, Blake.